Come, Holy Spirit, now, and take these words from your faithful servant, Leo, preached almost exactly 1,500 years ago, that are so rooted in the truth of the Word of God that they may be made alive in our hearing again tonight. Lord, we thank you for coming among us and for welcoming Gentiles like us into your family. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, at Christ Church, it very frequently, on special holidays and on evening services in particular, sometimes on a Christmas morning or something like that, we will offer a historic word from a great preacher of the past. And like I indicated as I was praying just then, the scripture is going to be unfolded for us by Saint Leo the Great, who was the Bishop of Rome around the year 450 A.D., One of the things that Leo was famous for is that you may have heard of the name Attila the Hun. He was a military leader from the east, like Hungary, hence the term the Hun. And he led a group of pretty difficult to deal with individuals, and they were going to sack Rome while Leo was there. Well, the city of Rome at this point was actually a backwater city. And a lot of the government at that point had fallen to pieces, and the only person that had enough gravitas in the city of Rome to go out and conduct negotiations with this barbarian from the east was this guy who was the Bishop of Rome named Leo. And Leo convinced Attila that sacking Rome was not something he wanted to do that day, and it worked. And so that was a huge benefit. The other thing that he's known for is that when the early church, that's still the patristic era, as we would say, that early church of the first five centuries was in a great quandary about how do we understand the full humanity of Jesus as well as the full divinity of Jesus? How do we come to understand this? And so they wrote to the person they thought would be able to explain this best of all. And so the Christian leaders from around the world asked Saint Leo, the Bishop of Rome, if he would please help them understand the divinity and the humanity, the divine and human natures of Jesus Christ. Very influential bishop and teacher of the early church. And of course, he was a great preacher of the early church as well. And this message this evening that Saint Leo brings us basically says this. First of all, that you are included in God's family. You are included. And the second thing is, God moved heaven and earth to keep his promise to include you in his family. So with that in mind, hear the words of our brother in Christ, Leo. The loving providence of God determined that in the last days he would aid the world set on its course to destruction. He decreed that all nations should be saved in Christ. A promise had been made to the holy patriarch Abraham in regard to these nations. He was to have a countless progeny, born not from his body, but from the seed of faith. His descendants are therefore compared with the array of the stars. The father of all nations was to hope not in an earthly progeny, but in a progeny from above. Let the full number of the nations now take their place in the family of the patriarchs. Let the children of the promise now receive the blessing in the seed of Abraham, the blessing renounced by the children of his flesh. In the persons of the Magi, let all people adore the Creator of the universe. Let God be known not in Jerusalem or Judea only, but in the whole world, so that his name may be great in all Israel. Dear friends, now that we have received instruction in this revelation of God's grace, let us celebrate with spiritual joy the day of our first harvesting, of the first calling of the Gentiles. Let us give thanks to the merciful God who has made us worthy, in the words of the apostle, to share the position of the saints in light, who has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. As Isaiah prophesied, the people of the Gentiles who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who dwelt in the region of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. He spoke of them to the Lord. The Gentiles who do not know you will invoke you, and the peoples who knew you not will take refuge in you. This is the day that Abraham saw and rejoiced to see, when he knew that the sons and daughters born of his flesh, of his faith would be blessed in his seed, that is, in Christ. Believing he would be the father of the nations, he looked into the future, giving glory to God, in full awareness that God is able to do what he has promised. This is the day that David prophesied in the Psalms when he said, "All the nations that you have brought into being will come and fall down in adoration in your presence, Lord, and glorify your name." Again, the Lord has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. This came to be fulfilled, as we know, from the time when the star beckoned the wise men out of their distant country and led them to recognize and adore the King of heaven and earth. Listen, the obedience of the star calls us to imitate its humble servants, to be servants as best we can of the grace that invites all men to find Christ. Dear friends, you must have the same zeal to be of help to one another then in the kingdom of God. You will shine as children of the light through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with God the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Please stand with me now as we confess the